I have no leisure if I do not use it. Truly, I have no leisure if I do not use it. Now, what is leisure? Leisure is doing something that gives me pleasure, that gives me relaxation, that gives me the feeling of accomplishment. If I play a game of cards in my leisure, am I playing a game of cards because it's a challenging, delightful game? If I'm talking with friends in my leisure, am I sharing lovely ideas or am I arguing with them? What am I doing when I'm being with my friends? What am I doing when I'm sharing with my friends? What am I doing when I'm living with my friends? What am I doing when I'm in my leisure? When I come home from my day's activities, do I sit in my chair and relax and just sit back and say, ah, and recount the day? This was a good day. There were so many wonderful things that happened today. So many wonderful people that I met today. It's just a wonderful day. Or do I sit back and say, oh, there's so many things I would have liked to have done. There's so many things I would like to have accomplished. There's so many things to do. And I make the day into a not complete day, not a satisfying day, not a wonderful day. My leisure time is my time to relax. My leisure time is my time to sit back and just enjoy who I am and who the world is that I live in around me. And what it's all about. That's what my leisure time is. My leisure time is not a time for more work. My leisure time is not a time for doing troublesome things. My leisure time is for counting my blessings. That's a good phrase for leisure time. My leisure time is for counting my blessings. How do you count your blessings? Do you take leisure time to count your blessings and say, ah, yes, I have had a wonderful experience. I've had a wonderful life. My world is just fantastic. I feel just great. My world is delightful. It is remarkable. It is fulfilling. Everyone has leisure time, whether you pay attention to it or not. Everyone has leisure time, a time in which you just sit back and relax, a time in which you pay attention to who you are and just be yourself and have fun. But do you have the opportunity to take that leisure time and experience happy things? Do you have the opportunity to take your leisure time and experience the joyful things in your life to count your blessings? Well, if you would just redefine leisure time as counting your blessings, how wonderful life would be. Now, how many blessings have you had this day? How many wonderful things have you had experiencing to yourself this day? Well, the day is just beginning. It's morning. It's morning and it's a lovely Saturday morning. Thanksgiving is just a couple days ago and now Christmas is coming up. And we're going to have all sorts of beautiful activities going on and thoughts of goodwill and love will fill the air and everything will be beautiful. Yes, that's our leisure time. Our leisure time is not our time of work, but hey, it could be our time of work if we worked wisely. If we worked wisely in everything we do that we call work, that we call our job or our activity that we have to pay attention to, if everything we do during that time we called a blessing, if we called our job a blessing, if we called our spouse a blessing, oh yes, if we called our children a blessing, if we called our neighbors a blessing, if we called our friends a blessing, if we called our world a blessing, if we say, oh, what a wonderful world we live in. This is the most wonderful world I could ever dream for myself. It is a world of joy, a world of fantastic qualities, a world of beautiful people. Oh, yes, I'm counting my blessings. Yes, I played a good game of tennis today. I really enjoyed it. I didn't play to win or lose. I just played to have fun and be myself. And that's so much fun to do that. And I count my blessings. I count my blessings by looking at the world and saying, it is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I count my blessing by saying, my world is the world that I love, the world that I live in, the world that means the most to me. Yes, my leisure time does nothing for me if I don't use it. And if I redefine the word leisure as counting my blessings, then I'm living in leisure time all the time. I'm living in leisure life all of my life. Everything I'm doing is something wonderful and something that's a leisure life for me. Now, how about a leisure life for you? What kind of a leisure life do you have? What kind of a relationship do you have to the world? What kind of a experience do you have? How are you counting your blessings? Do you realize you have a lot of blessings? Do I realize how many blessings I have? My goodness, I could be so busy counting my blessings if I really paid attention to it. I would be 24/7 counting blessings and doing nothing else. But in the process of counting my blessings, I would be living a most extraordinary, most beautiful, most fabulous, most fulfilling life that I could ever dream of. Because counting my blessings means that I'm doing something that's a blessing to me, and I am enjoying them. Now, most of the reasons that our leisure is not too satisfactory to us is that we are not counting our blessings. If we were counting our blessings, we would find that our leisure time is really quite spectacular, and that we are having leisure time 24 hours of the day. And we are saying to everybody in our day, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're marvelous, you're good. Oh, wow, this is a great experience. I love it, I love it, I love it. And when you say that, what wonderful things happen in your life? When you say that you love it, you love it, you love it, what happens to you? You have a big smile on your face. You have joy in your heart. You're bubbling over with enthusiasm. You're bubbling over with the feeling of all is right with the world. All is in divine order. And I am that divine order. And I am that right. And I am that peace. I have leisure only when I use it. And my life is a leisure time, because I spend my life counting my blessings. And as I count my blessings, I do the things that make me happy. I do the things that put me in harmony with all the world. And I feel that I am living the greatest, most fantastic life that anyone could ever live. Because that's who I am. That's who I am. I am the person that counts my blessings. I am the person that goes the extra mile. I am the person that is looking for things to be happy about. I am the person for all of life to dump its joy and its peace and its harmony and its goodness on. And I pour it right back. I let it bounce off of me. I take the joy of participating in it, but I let it bounce off of me, and I bless everyone's life by telling everyone I love you, by telling everyone I think you're wonderful, by telling everyone this is a great world that we live in, by telling everyone you are the most wonderful being that life has ever known. And that's all we're ever going to do, is to go around telling everyone how wonderful they are, how fantastic they are, how joyous they are, how good they are. And as we go around telling everyone how wonderful they are, how fantastic they are, how joyous they are, we're going to see that everyone is telling us that same thing. Everyone is revealing that same thing in our life, in our world. And this is what makes the world go round. This is what makes it work. This is true leisure. Now, is it the leisure that you want? The leisure that you have? The leisure that you are? If that's so, then it's all that matters, isn't it? It's all that matters, because That's what makes us the type of happy people we are. And the happy people we are bells ringing and birds singing and life telling us this is a great world we live in. A truly great world. And it's a greater world even yet because we put our stamp on it, our stamp of approval, and we go around being fantastic. And now, Mr. X, our leisure time continues as we go up to the monastery and have breakfast. Come on. We're going to go and join Ellen and see just how wonderful it is. We fed the fish, we fed the cat, fed the dog, and now we go feed ourselves. So come along, Rex. We are so fortunate to be living in this beautiful, wonderful world where I'm 24/7 leisure. Here we go. All is in divine order. All is in fantastic quality. All is in joy. All is in peace. And no matter what we do it with a fullness in our heart because we are knowing exactly how to use our leisure time as we count our blessings and say, I love you. I love you. I love you.